Good vach. I hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Neshmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Kalayim in the ninth parak. We'll learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, the second to last day of Masechta Kalayim. So the Mishnah comes and tells us ha birsin v'ha bardisin v'ha dalmaktion umenalos ha pinon, the special types of garments, the birsin and the bardisin are understood to be some sort of wool bedspread, and the dalmaktiron is understood to be a long woolen underwear, and the menalos hapinon, you can't wear these things, lo yilbashat sheyivdok, you can't wear these things until you check to see is there any linen inside, because these things tended to have shatness in them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Abay Michof Hayam Medina Sayam Enam Tzricha Medika Mipnei Shechazkas Mekanbos, if it comes from overseas outside of Israel, or it comes in the Yerushalmi explains as it comes from Tsur or Caesarea, but outside of the areas of Ole Bavo, these places would usually use hemp, not linen. And so therefore, you can assume that that is the chazaka, right? Umenal shel zared, but if you have a cloth-lined boot, embo mishum kalayim, you don't have a problem of kalayim, of shatness with them. And why is that? The boot was known to contain wool only. There was no mixture of linen inside, so it didn't have any question of shatness. That would be consistent. But the Shnos Eliyahu comes along and he says that a linen garment which is stuffed with wool in a way that the wool is contained within the linen but not attached is not shatness. And that's the mission over here. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Ein asur mishum kalayim ela tavli be'arug. The Mishnah comes along and tells us that when we talk about kalayim, the issue of kalayim has to be shatness. It has to be spun and woven together, in producing a thread that is shatnez. Shenemar lo silbas shatnez davar shehu shaua tavui venuz. It has to be shaua tavui venuz in this situation, which means to be a smooth and combing the fibers before it's spun, and then it has to be spun, and then it has to be woven in order for it to be shatnez. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees with this situation. He says, Nolos Umelis, Hu es Aviv Sheba Avihim Sheba Shemaim. Shatnez comes to teach us that what? That the term shatnez indicates a certain violation of the laws of shatnez. In other words, the word shatnez teaches us that you are deviating and it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn away laziz. Right, to deviate and distance Hashem from you, and that's the fact that no one benefits, and you don't get anything out of it, and still, notwithstanding, you're just going ahead and using shatness in the situation. So, being careful with the dinim of shatness is very, very important. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow with the final two Mishnayos and Masechta Kalayim. Everyone, have a great day.